Ready for a career in behavioral health? Earn your online degree at Herzing University. Choose from health and human services, psychology, or social work programs. Gain the skills to work, coordinate, and manage nonprofits. Secure a bachelor's in psychology to study mental health or advance your social work career through our online Masters of Social Work. Let us help you become a social change agent. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Text HEALTH to 85109. That's HEALTH to 85109. Or visit herzing.edu.
Welcome to the Art of Masculinity podcast. I am your host, Johnny L. Sasser. As a former Special Operations U.S. Army Ranger out of 2nd Ranger Battalion and a former Protective Security Specialist who protected the U.S. Ambassador to Iraq, I spent 10 years in and out of the Middle East. My mission today is to help men everywhere find the courage to be confident in themselves and their masculinity, regardless of what society says or what preconceived notions are out there in the media. I'm here to shed a light on those tough, strong alpha males opening up not only to those they love, but to the world about who they really are and how they own these open and vulnerable parts of themselves. Today, my goal is to help be a light for men who are struggling in owning their masculinity and struggling to present it in a way that is authentic to them. I'm grateful for having you here and sharing your time with me. Let's dive into the episode and I'll see you around the corner.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Art of Masculinity. Today is the day that I am back from the 48 hour reset that was hosted by some of my brothers over at the Empowered Brotherhood out of Austin. Such an amazing time, not only being asked to be one of the guest speakers at this event, but to actually participate in this with the men who showed up. And I think it was something around like 60 guys that were part of this, really, really taking the time to dive in deep, guys. And it's just, it was so powerful. Not only the energy that was there from these men, which I give so much credit to all you guys that are listening, that were part of the event, you know, I'm talking directly to you right now. I give so much credit from my entire heart to you guys for how you showed up at this event. You are a testament to where men should be going in this world today, in our evolution. You are a testament to the work that gets to be done for all of us men as we transition into a different way of thinking about not only masculinity, but about the things that we struggle with, the pain that we live with, how we share that with our brothers, how we create a safe space with that, and how sometimes we just need that loving embrace, that hug from another brother out there, because that energy, that masculine energy from somebody who truly sees you and knows what you're going through because he's been there or he has experienced it or he's going through it, that is something different. That's what the 48-hour reset was for these guys. And I had the amazing opportunity to see this firsthand and watch the breakthroughs that happened for men at this event. And it was so, so powerful. So a huge, huge shout out and so much gratitude for all the men that showed up to the 48-hour reset, all the guys that took the time this weekend to say, this weekend, it's not off for me. It's not off. It's time to do the real fucking work. So truly, truly humbled and blessed to have shared this weekend with you guys. And I want to give a huge shout out if anybody listening right now doesn't know about this big community of brothers in Austin, which I think is somewhere north of 200 guys, potentially maybe even around 300 at this point. But a massive community, a massive movement of men is happening in the Empowered Brotherhood, and it's cultivated out of Austin. And part of that is a testament to the way men are showing up for themselves in Austin. But the other part of that is the amazing, amazing facilitators and dear friends of mine, Stefanos Sifondos. I know if you guys follow me, you probably see me put a lot of his stuff out. He's a dear, dear friend of mine. I've known him for a few years and somebody I would go to the depths of hell with. He's such an amazing man in so many different ways. He's been on the show before and just an awesome human being who gives everything to the men that show up in his life because he truly believes in the recovery of masculinity and the evolution of masculinity. He's also a dude's dude. So don't sleep on it, man. He's a guy that can, he rolls around all the time on the mat. He works out like a fucking madman. He challenges himself physically and mentally every day. Just an amazing human being, somebody for all of us to look at as a guidepost for masculinity today. And he's just so loving and empathetic with his wife, and they have a baby on the way, a little girl coming into this world who's going to have the ability to see what that evolved, healthy masculine looks like through the lens of seeing her father and the men that he has in his life. So Steph is a dear friend, and he's one of the facilitators and leaders. Another good friend is Garen Jones. If you guys don't follow him on Instagram, go check him out. Garen's first name is G-A-R-R-A-I-N. So I only say that because I had to learn how to spell it too. But Garen is an amazing human being, just obviously a beautiful man in this world. Also, just building men up with strong foundations and giving them the love and the light that they can see themselves for who they are. And then the other person that is involved as the facilitator as well is Preston Smiles. And Preston, I didn't know Preston before the 48-hour reset. I knew of him, and obviously I knew people who were close to him by being friends with them, but I had the opportunity to meet him for the first time in person. And guys, I have to tell you that he is somebody who is real, he's raw, and he is doing the work himself while he's helping guide. And I mean, man, he can guide and support men like no other. His extensive work in men's development is insane. But the fact that he can be there with you in his own shit is something that's incredibly special too, which makes him incredibly authentic. And I had the opportunity to connect with him and connect with the entire facilitating team this last weekend and watch them support so many men at this 48-hour reset, really diving in to the crevices and shadows in our lives. And I say all of this to preface this episode in the sense of this is where the work is really done. I had the ability to jam out with these guys and speak to them this last weekend. And the special thing about it was, you know, what really hit home for them is they heard about my background. They heard about who I was, and they saw what I had done and how I still show up in the world today. And my God's honest truth to them was that the hardest thing for men to do is the work that these men stepped up into this weekend. And I say this to all of you men who listen to me on this podcast, because when you take this opportunity to dive into the crevices of your own mind, into the shadows and deep, dark places that you hide, that you attempt to hide from yourselves, but that you sure as hell hide from the rest of the world, when you go down into those depths, and I've had the opportunity to do this the last probably 6 months, quite a few times for myself, that fucking work is tough. It's a slow burn. It's not a quick shot of pain. It's a slow burn because none of it is easy, guys. It's the trauma that we hold. It's the regret. It's the shame. It's the guilt. It's the judgment. It's all of those things wrapped into one. And it is the real work. If we want to actually impact this world and show up better, we have to go down to that. We have to play in those shadows, or else we can't show up differently for the rest of the world. So for everybody listening right now, what we are doing as men, what men are doing for themselves in this men's development space, if I can call it that, is they are taking those shadows and looking at them, staring at them and acknowledging them. And not only acknowledging them, they're having the ability to talk to them and work through it and process it. And if we leave those depths untouched, then we leave parts of ourselves unavailable to the rest of the world. And we can't fill in the gaps that those releases would provide us. And what I mean by this is when you are able to give yourself the ability to offload things that have been holding you back in your life because you have some subconscious and kind of a consciousness as well of how they affect you. There's those fleeting thoughts when you're by yourself that pop up and you're like, oh man, I really regretted doing that. That was like, who was I? Man, I was a fucking asshole. Or man, I really regret doing that. That was not good to that person. And maybe I hope they're doing well. Those fleeting thoughts have long-standing repercussions within the way we handle our lives, whether it's limiting ourselves in business or limiting ourselves in our relationships or limiting ourselves with ourselves. Like those things impact us in profound ways. And until we dive into those depths, we don't understand the impact that they have. But when we do dive into those depths, what happens is a release. What happens is a little bit just falls off. A little bit just comes out. A little bit more frees up for us. It frees up in our body. It allows us to move a little lighter. It allows us to absorb and experience a little more because we're now open to it. We have the capacity to move that energy out and allow different energy to come in. And the first step of this is to release this negativity or some of this darkness that we hold in us to allow light to show up from the other side. Now, this may sound esoteric, and I wouldn't even talked like this 3 years ago. But the fact that I've been able to dive into this work myself and tell you firsthand the difference that it has made in me to be able to open up, to see things differently and to experience life differently and to change perspectives around things from money to business, to who I am, to what I do, to how I show up every day, to how I speak, to the moments of imposter syndrome that come into my mind and how I address that. All of that has changed. The comparisonitis, the judgment, every single piece of it, but only through the fact that I've been able to dive into this work, just like these men did this weekend, just like these amazing facilitators at the 48-hour reset do for themselves and for the men. This is the work, guys. And I say this with complete humbleness, and I say this with complete love, that if you are not doing this work, you are still choosing to be a boy in this world. You are not stepping up into manhood. You're not stepping up into being a man of integrity in this life, and you're giving the people in your life a boy, the vision of what a boy is in a man's body. So as you guys process this episode and as you think about what I'm or listen to what I'm saying, think about what you can start to do out there for yourself. Think about how you can get involved in men's groups. Think about how you can tap in virtually if you don't live in Austin, Texas, to this empowered brotherhood, because that's a special place. Think about how you can get involved with Bedros Koulian over at Modern Day Night Project, who you guys hear about in my Thursday episodes through the commercial that's in the halfway through. Get involved in this deep work, guys. This is where the fucking battle is. It's easy for us to step off and to give our lives and to say that we're willing to sacrifice that and bleed on the battlefield. That's the easy job, men. The hard job is learning how to live with who you are. The hard job is learning how to accept the ugliest parts of you that cause dissension and anxiety and stress and shame and guilt and sadness, and turning that into joy and hope and love and support and empathy and grace and gratitude and respect. It's turning those into strengths because you can't change them. You can acknowledge and accept them. You cannot change them, but you can change the way that you show up today in this present moment. So for all of you guys out there, know that I truly, truly love you for you even stepping foot into listening to me. But the next step is, men, that we have to do the work on ourselves. We have to do the deep work. We have to do the breath work. You know, if you guys don't know, you go follow Josh Trent, a dear friend of mine, amazing human being, putting on amazing coursework on breath work and meditation. And if you guys don't know, he offers that up in such a beautiful way that if you can tap into his courses, you can start this work for yourself. And I'm not saying all this to start plugging other people, but I am very well connected to men in this world who are doing great things for men. And I want you guys to share in that development because I trust them to lead you guys. I don't put out people I don't trust. I trust these men to lead you guys. I trust these men to give you the tools and to support you when you go through these hard times. I trust these men to guide and to hold you and to give you that safe space to do it and to process it. So for all of you men out there looking to take this next step, especially after hearing this episode, looking for what you can start to do to really get into the battle. If you want to be that warrior, the battle's within. Then go check out these men. Go check out the Empowered Brotherhood. You guys, they got a website, they got virtual stuff. Go check out Modern Day Night Project with Bedros Koulian. Amazing, amazing, hard shit. But he is deep diving with men in his program and they are having profound changes in their lives. And go check out Josh Trent. And go check out what he's doing with his breath work and meditation, how he's leading on that front. Guys, these are special people. And don't forget that you can also check out Garen and Preston and Steph. And they all individually help men, along with collectively at the Empowered Brotherhood. So check this stuff out. Find these guys. Dive into what they have going on because this is the place. There are so many of us that need this work. And not any one of us who are coaching and doing it can do it alone. Different flavors resonate with different men, but every man needs to be diving in. So work with these men. And if you feel called, I have programs too, and I'm here for you. I'm here to facilitate, to love, support, and give you guys everything of me so that you guys can be stronger in your lives. This is the next step, men, for all of us. All right. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. And as always, remember to drop the ego and stay humble. Until next time. Hey guys, if you liked today's episode, then please head over to Apple iTunes and leave a 5-star review of some of your most impactful moments that you heard on the show today. It'll only take about 60 to 90 seconds to do, but those seconds are priceless in helping promote the message here at The Art of Masculinity. I will be forever grateful. I appreciate all of you guys joining in the Art of Masculinity community. And as always, drop the ego and stay humble.